This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee. Coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Indeed. My guest, I've been reading my guest stuff since he used to write for Black Milk Magazine, and I was not old enough to have a driver's license yet. And even today, I still regard him as a preeminent authority on both self-defense. He's sought out all the time as a expert witness, and in armed self-defense, he is thought to be one of the masters. His name is Massad Ayoub. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
And he's got the voice. He's got a better voice than me. That's the only shortcoming to having him on the show. So,
good voice for radio and a good face for radio.
Now, you're somewhere teaching right now, right?
Yeah, we're just finishing up a MAG 40 class, Armed Citizens Rules of Engagement, in southern Utah.
Okay.
And one heck of a windstorm.
Wow.
Appropriately named Hurricane Utah.
Cool. So have you had a chance to look at what happened in Thousand Oaks? I would imagine not, right?
Well, it's been less than 24 hours. All I've been able to see is the various news reports. And as we all know, breaking news is often broken news.
Right.
It's going to be a complicated crime scene. There's going to be a great many witnesses to interview and a great deal of backtracking on the perpetrator before we have a full picture of what happened.
From what I've seen, he appears to be a former military member, Marine Corps guy. He went in with a Glock 21 with one of the 21-round extended magazines. And apparently he knew how to shoot because he shot a lot of people. And he didn't have, he wasn't like the Long Island subway shooter who shot six people after he fired 47 rounds. So this guy was, he was efficient in a bad way.
Well, the Marine Corps doesn't graduate too many people that can't shoot.
Yep. So, looking at that, when you consider that, where that's in Thousand Oaks, California, and I've looked, I don't know, do you by chance know what the incidents have allowed? In California, it varies from city to city, county to county, area to area. Does Thousand Oaks allow concealed carry? I see lots of training for it online. I just don't know what
Thousand
the incidents
are. In the greater Los Angeles area, and that is very much a Bay issue area. The permits tend to go to very wealthy people, Hollywood people, influential people. When you get up to the northern part of California, it's much more egalitarian.
So probably not a bunch of permit holders. Now, there were six off-duty cops in there, and I don't know if they were... Are California cops, are they allowed to carry their weapon when they're off duty?
Normally they're allowed to, even encouraged to, but cops are generally discouraged from carrying a gun in any place where they're going to be consuming alcohol.
Right. So that was here in South Carolina. I didn't even think about that because here in South Carolina, I'm allowed to carry a gun into a place that serves alcohol, and it's all on me to stay sober. So I just presume that might be the case.
Right.
So coming fresh off of this thing that happened at McDonald's in Alabama, where you had a armed citizen that was exiting the building, and the rampage killer came in and decided to start shooting, and then the armed citizen turned around and engaged him as he was headed out. Is that sort of...
The news media has largely ignored it. It was a blip on the radar screen instead of the every 5-minute tape loop that an atrocity like Thousand Oaks gets on CNN.
Right.
You can't prove a negative, but looking at it logically, there's no reason to believe the individual and his son who were shot at the opening of the McDonald's encounter were targeted or that the guy even knew them. No indication it was a robbery. So it basically points to it's the opening of a spree killing. And fortunately, the first victim had a gun, shot back, killed the assailant, and basically extinguished the threat. We recognize it for the heroism it was and the good fortune that it was. The anti-gunners who tend to dominate the media would rather the public not see that side of things. That slipped under the waves very quickly with the mass media. I wish to God someone like that had been there last night at Thousand Oaks.
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. We saw this at the Kroger store where two armed citizens were there. We saw it in Clackamas Mall where Nick Melly, I think his name was, he engaged an AR-15 carrier who stole the gun with his Glock 22. I mean, we see this time and time again, although, like you said, nobody ever acknowledges that in the mass media.
There's a long history of armed citizens stopping these things in just the 20th century. Go back to 1914, the Brunswick Massacre. In Brunswick, Georgia, a man went berserk with a 10-gauge double-barrel shotgun, shot a great many people, was wounded by a police officer, but killed the officer. Two armed citizens would run into a hardware store, one accessed a .32 revolver, and the other a 12-gauge shotgun, engaged him, killed him, and ended the threat. And we've seen that again and again over the years.
Wherever there are armed citizens. Armed citizens actually do a pretty good job, don't they?
Historically, they have. They have on their side the advantage of surprise. The predator seeks prey. The predator does not seek out other creatures with fangs that can fight back. If you look at it, you'll find the place where this happened last night was essentially a gun-free zone. The vast majority of mass murders have been in gun-free zones.
Right.
If you think about it, it's a hunting preserve for psychopathic murderers.
And, of course, the anti-gunners want to expand those all the time, don't they?
I think it was Einstein who said the definition of insanity is continuing to do that which does not work.
Yeah. One thing that I haven't ever asked you this, but I would like to ask you this. We got about a minute and a half,
sure.
So I think you can answer this. Do most armed citizens that actually successfully encounter a armed self-defense situation, most of them do not train with a Mossad AU, do they? Most of them have not really been through a bunch of stuff because I've always thought that with somebody that was a really, you know, somebody trained 2 or 3 times a year, that we would find whoever that assailant was, we'd find him shot 6 times with one small hole.
Well, some of them actually have. Last year, the hero who stopped the mass murder at the church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, Stephen Williford, was actually an NRA firearms instructor and a very experienced pistol and rifle shooting competitor. And he put the bullets into the killer that essentially stopped the killing. Earlier this year in Washington State, the pastor who was in the Walmart where the guy went berserk and started shooting people and shot and killed the gunman was a graduate of Marty and Gila Hayes' famous school up there, Firearms Academy of Seattle.
There you go. Let me get you to hold right there. I want to hear some more about that when we get back.
Sure.
Mossad Ayoub, he is a writer. He is an instructor. I have followed him for a very long time. Having him on the show is always a treat. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Okay. Yep. I'm on commercial if you want to cut from the car. The only thing is that people don't mind being silent. Yeah, it's unfair to everybody.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
You're going to lose 3 degrees of temperature in an hour if it takes you that long to drink a 16-ounce cup of coffee. Try them. burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Masad Ayoub, writer, instructor, currently instructing in Utah, Hurricane Utah, of all places. When, you know, considering what we saw out of Washington, D.C., where I don't know what the, even though I know there's shall issue now in the district, with the rise and ascension of Antifa, is this something that instructors are looking at and trying to figure out solutions for?
Well, there's nothing really new with Antifa. There's always been the possibility of being a victim of mob action. If you go back in the history of deadly force law, one of the pivotal cases early in the 20th century was one of Clarence Darrow's cases, the Ossian Sweet case. Ossian Sweet was an African-American professional, bought a home in a white neighborhood at a time when segregation was very much the reality there. And harassment increased. He and his family found themselves surrounded, people throwing rocks at their house, etc. By what appeared to be a lynch mob, the Sweets opened fire with fatal results and were charged with murder. And the great attorney Clarence Darrow went in front of, if I recall correctly, an all-white jury, who found Sweet and the other defendants not guilty by reason of self-defense in the action that they took against the mob. If you go back in the late 19th and early 20th century, African Americans arming themselves against the KKK were what really stopped the KKK atrocities and lynchings. Again, Biology 101, predators do not seek prey with fangs.
Right. For is the bar lowered as far as imminent threat when you're facing a mob, since at a certain point, where are you entering the point where you really don't have a bunch of choice, I guess, when they cut you off from or surround you or something like that?
Well, if they surround me, don't move, and yell bad things, that's fine. Actually, one could make an argument that I had been kidnapped because I was no longer free to leave and was being there against my will. But with no physical assault, I would not start shooting. If you are, basically it goes back also to basic deadly force law. You're allowed to use lethal force in self-defense if you're in a situation of immediate, otherwise unavoidable danger of death or great bodily harm. That's determined by the simultaneous presence of three criteria, ability, opportunity, and jeopardy. Ability means that they have the power to kill, and that normally would be, most obviously, would be a per se weapon, a gun, a knife, a club. But it can also be disparity of force. The ostensibly unarmed person attacked by multiple individuals, the likelihood of that attack ending with crippling injury or death is so great that it's as if it becomes, in essence, the equivalent of a weapon, and it warrants the defender's recourse to a per se weapon in self-defense. The second element is opportunity. They have to be capable of immediately employing their power to kill. That is, essentially, they're within range of doing it with whatever weapon they have. A man at 100 yards with a rifle has opportunity, and an assailant 100 yards away with a knife or a glove does not.
Right.
Finally, the jeopardy element, which I would define as manifest intent. The other person is manifesting by words and or actions an intent to kill you or cripple you. So let's say you are at the corner going about your daily business when suddenly the mob of Antifa or whatever shows up. If they are yelling and screaming and all that, yelling, you deserve to die, blah, blah, blah. You're wearing your NRA t-shirt or your MAGA cap, and all who wear such garments affront us. It is a crime and you must die. One could argue that they're expressing manifest intent. If they are, there's more than one or two of them, certainly that disparity of force element exists.
Right.
If they simply stand there and yell at you and are not closing in on you, the opportunity has not yet arrived, and it would be a very bad idea to draw your gun and start shooting. What the law will also look at separately, ability, opportunity, and jeopardy speak to what the opponents are doing. The law will also take into consideration an element called preclusion. That goes to what were you doing? Did you in any way start the fight? Did you in any way keep the ball rolling? Mutual combat has been forbidden longer than any of us have been alive. Did you know that there was going to be an Antifa rally and you went down to antagonize them? That's going to tear a big hole in what the courts call the mantle of innocence. So be asking yourself, was I looking for this? Be avoiding it, be obviously visibly avoiding it. Today, almost any confrontation in public with a bunch of people around, you can expect the iPhones to come out, and some of them are probably up streaming it to YouTube before the cops get there.
Right.
So all these things have to be taken into consideration.
I don't have the time for you to answer this question I'm going to ask you. But I'm going to ask it anyway, and just let you answer it when we get back, because we'll be in a long segment then. But considering, like in Portland, which I don't even know what the concealed carry laws are like in Portland, but in Portland, where the police stand by and have been watching, people in wheelchairs, people in cars, being yanked out of cars, having the cars pummeled and everything. For me, I look at some of the incidences that are happening. If an individual came to me and was yanking me around in my wheelchair and trying to knock me around in my wheelchair, or trying to gain an individual trying to gain access to my car, by castle doctrine, which I have here in South Carolina, I can gear up if I have to. And with these mobs, and I want to, because I'm afraid they're going to start spreading. That's my big fear. But what would the answer on that be when the police refuse to intervene?
We're coming
up on the break. I'm going to give you the whole floor when we get back about that. Talking to Massad Ayoub about self-defense, armed self-defense, the smart way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announces a deal regarding the partial government shutdown.
In a short while, I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks until February 15th. I will make sure that all employees receive their back pay very quickly or as soon as possible.
Reaction on Capitol Hill from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The best way to get this thing to conclusion is open up the government.
Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone says he's been falsely accused in connection with the Robert Mueller probe. Stone spoke outside a federal courthouse in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I will plead not guilty to these charges. I will defeat them in court. I believe this is a politically motivated investigation. I am troubled by the political motivations of the prosecutors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out, burnoutmugs.com. I am talking to Masad Ayoub concerning right now the Antifa thing and the mob violence thing and everything. And my question before we went, when the police refuse to do anything about something, where do you draw the line and where are you legally when you draw that line? Sir?
Well, as you've got to go back to the formula, whatever the circumstances, ability, opportunity, and jeopardy simultaneously present. Now, you can be one hypothetical where you're essentially a physically handicapped person in a wheelchair, and you're being violently manhandled by an obviously aggressive and hostile gang. Disparity of force is present. Ability is there. Opportunity is there. Clearly, this is a non-benevolent attempt, so jeopardy is there. And I think a very good argument could be made by a defense attorney that shooting the attacker at that point would be justifiable homicide. Now, if you are, let's say, at the intersection, people are blocking it, they're waving their placards, You are aware that a whole lot of the placards are on sticks that are actually made of metal and serve as weapons, and they start hitting your car. The Castle Doctrine thing you have to be very careful with. If he's hitting the hood of my car, if he's hitting the trunk of my car, that's essentially vandalism. If they are hitting the glass with a clear intent to break in, not only is that now essentially what the law calls a violent and tumultuous entry, but also there's a danger just from the blow to the glass of you and others in the vehicle being blinded or otherwise crippled by flying glass fragments. If I had been unable to drive away at that point, I would very likely go to my gun.
Right. So, okay. I had not thought of that. That's a very good tip. What about the part with the police not intervening? In Portland, this has happened numerous times. In San Jose, the cops channeled a bunch of Trump supporters into some waiting Antifa, and they're about to get sued over that. When the police are either not protecting and serving, which I know the Supreme Court decision where they don't have to do it, but I mean, does that apply to them when they're standing there and watching assaults take place?
No, not really. You'll find the appellate court decisions that say police have no duty to protect are generally seen in macrocosm rather than a microcosm. You're talking about the whole of society, 320 million people to protect, no more than 800,000 cops to do it. They can't be everywhere.
Right.
But historically, if the police are present and there is clearly a violent assault taking place, there is an absolute duty to protect, if at all possible. Now, this is why lawsuits have been filed in regard to the Parkland school matter, and I make it a point not to comment on pending litigation. But, if you're actually under attack, it's not people yelling at you or hurting your feelings. If you're under attack, certainly the police have a duty to intervene.
If they're not intervening, what
then you options have to
do you
protect
have?
Yourself.
Okay, so
basically now you're down to protecting yourself.
Okay, I was wondering about that simply because I've been watching this, and I'm waiting for Ted Wheeler to get arrested any day now in Portland because he's both the mayor and the police chief, and he seems to try to manipulate things in a way that aren't really good for the people that are just sitting around there. And as far as I know, the people in Portland have got the older people and the guy in the wheelchair and the guy in the car. They were Portland residents. I mean, they weren't people in there trying to, they were just trying to get home. And the spontaneous, non-permitted protest broke out. Just out of curiosity nowadays, what kind of a gun are you carrying?
Oh, it depends what I'm doing. This week, I'm carrying a Glock 26 subcompact 9mm as the primary.
Okay.
I was carrying a Beretta Elite Langdon Custom LTT 9mm.
In these days of the possible violent, like, I've had you on before and we've talked about the average expenditure of ammunition in a regular self-defense scenario. If you're in a place where there is a possibility, and even here in South Carolina, we've had Black Lives Matter protests, we've had Moms Demand Action protests, we've had Antifa here. In the event that something were to break out now, are you recommending that people go to a little more of a high cap or, beyond the single stack or anything like that?
Well, you always go with the threat profile. If circumstances where you are such that there's likely to be multiple opponents, there are likely to be armored opponents, like you've had a series of bank robberies where the robbers are wearing body armor. Things of that nature. Sure, anything that might require a higher volume of ammunition, if things go to the final extreme, it would make sense to have either higher capacity, if that's legal, and or spare magazines if you're in a single-stack state, like, for example, New York or California.
Yeah, I'm sort of obsessive about spare ammo.
Excessive. Not need and not have.
Yeah, I have with my job.
We teach the gun as emergency safety rescue equipment. You have to be able to keep it up and running. None of us would want to go to a hospital or an ambulance that only had one oxygen container or one oxygen tank.
That's an interesting way to say that one.
You've got to be able to keep it up and running.
Yeah. That's interesting. So I guess my idea of carrying I'm staying with either a Glock 19-sized gun, or sometimes I'm going with a Glock 17-sized gun.
Oh, there's certainly nothing wrong with that, so long as your full capacity is legal. On the trip I'm on now, I'll be in one state that has 10-round magazine limits, which I just find it personally offensive to have to carry a 10-round magazine and a 17-round gun. So, hence, I'm carrying the 10-shot pistol this week.
So, when you travel, do you I don't really have enough time. I'll ask the question. And this is simply from a logistical curiosity for me, because I've never flown with a gun. I don't know if you fly or if you drive, but when you do drive, when you're crossing over into these states and everything, where you might be going, you might be starting at one state where they just allow you to carry what the gun is designed to carry, versus going into the next state where they're like, oh well, you know, 10 rounds is the max we're going to allow you to have. How do you cope with that? What do you do? That kind of thing.
I cope with that with going to the lowest common denominator, the 10-round magazines for everything.
There you
go. It's not just download the 17-round gun magazine to 10. New York State, for example, under their...
Well, we're coming up on the break. I want to hear about this because I've got some traveling coming up next year. Pick up after break. Masad Ayoub, what's the name of your website?
MassadAyoubGroup.com. That's MassadAyoub Group.com.
Very good, sir. We'll be right back. Talking self-defense, guns, equipment, keeping it running, that kind of thing with Masad Ayoub. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Talking to Masad Ayoub, we were talking logistics regarding traveling with guns and everything. So you just go straight to the lowest common denominator.
You pretty much have to, Bill, because if you're going, let's say, from a state where your 17-round Glock 17 mag is legal to one where only 10 rounds is legal, it's not about how many rounds are actually in the gun or in the magazine. It's about what it can take.
Right.
Even the empty 17-round magazine, if it's found in your car, is a felony in the state of New York, and it's a felony per magazine, snipper count per magazine. So on the course of a trip, if any of the states are 10-round states, all the magazines we have with us will be 10-round or less capacity as opposed to actual content.
You know, when I get down to, maybe this is just my thing, I don't know, but when I get down to where they're taking me down to 10, I normally just go ahead and opt for a 1911 just because I can run a 1911 better than any other gun I carry.
You know, oftentimes I do the same. If I'm only going to have a few bullets, they may as well be a few big bullets.
Yeah, and, you know, most of the time.
That said, when I'm flying, I'll be flying to California. With the recent legislation, it's problematic for someone from out of state to purchase handgun ammunition there. So I need to bring my own for the class, demonstration, and et cetera. And 115 grain 9 millimeter weighs half as much as 230 grain 45. You're allowed 11 pounds of ammunition and no more in baggage and commercial air travel. So for that reason, when I fly, generally these days, it's with a 9mm instead of a 45.
Is that going to any state? You're allowed only so much that much in weight as far as ammo?
Yeah, it's not about the state. It's about federal air regulations.
Okay.
And checked baggage aboard commercial aircraft, it's a maximum of 11 pounds per passenger.
Do they... When you are flying with a gun, do they mark the bag that's carrying it to where it's sort of like, hey, look at me, there's a gun in here. Maybe you might want to rob that.
If it's visibly a gun case, they will. If it's obviously like a rifle case, they will. And that's simply to reassure the baggage handlers that it has been checked and there's no loaded gun in there that could go off if the bag was mishandled. We strongly recommend the handguns be kept in a small handgun case that you can lock, but that inside, we recommend hard shell, what FAA calls Type 01 luggage, and lock that. And when it's packaged that way, there may be a barcode on your bag tag that would be recognizable to airline employees, but you don't have the old Day-Glo orange, what we used to call steal me tags, the stag tag on the outside that says contains firearms.
And as far as all that is concerned, what is the incidence now of guns being stolen out of baggage? Do you know?
It's fairly low. I've been a frequent flyer for about 40 some years now, and I've only had one bag stolen. That was an inside job at Delta LaGuardia more than 30 years ago, 1987. The guns are eventually recovered. Crack raids in Manhattan.
Yeah, with what I do, every gun I carry is from a sponsor, so they're sort of nice, and that's why I haven't flown with any guns so far. I guess I need to go out and get me a non-sponsored gun, but then it'll stay with me, and I'll end up going to the sponsor's booth or something. What are you carrying there, Bill? You got my Nighthawk that I gave? No, I'm carrying something that nobody pays me to carry. Oh, well, we'll have to think about next year's renewal now, won't we? So I have to bear all of that in mind, too. Just out of curiosity, now, based upon the sketchy information we know regarding Tucker Carlson, where he had a 20-strong little group show up at his house, bang against his door till they split it and everything else. Where do we draw the line there is where we say, okay, I need to dissuade them from doing what they're doing, or are they fully allowed to do what they're doing? And
what you really want to do is call the police and not open the door. Instinct tells you go out and confront them, okay, like Wyatt Earp in front of the jail standing off the lynch mob. The best advice is don't do it. There's a federal court opinion that's stood for some time now, Tory versus Pierce. And that was the case many years ago in Louisiana of the Japanese exchange student a few nights before Halloween, dressed in costume, goes to the wrong house thinking he's coming to a costume party where he's been invited.
Right.
His appearance panics the young wife of the homeowner, who screams, "Rodney, they're breaking in, get the gun." Rodney Pierce, the homeowner, grabs his .44 Magnum hunting revolver. And human instinct tells you, you know, you're a mammal protecting your cubs in the nest. You want to know the nature of the danger. He flings open the front door. The young student sees him, starts moving toward him, doing what Pierce describes as crazy, jerky movements. He's thinking, what kind of drugs is this guy on? Turns out the young student is dressed as John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever.
Oh,
and
dancing.
It's believed he was trying to pretend he's breakdancing. Mm. Pierce is screaming, "Freeze, freeze, freeze." And when the guy's within arm's length, he fires the shot that kills the kid. He was acquitted in criminal court, but he was absolutely hammered in the civil lawsuit from a notorious family. And what the appellate court wrote in its majority opinion sustaining the judgment against him was that he had been safe inside the house, and if he had not opened that door, this death would not have occurred. And I don't like that any better than you do, but that is right now where the case law seems to stand. So if you're in that situation, stay inside. Going out to confront is going to be seen as mutual combat, sort of. Like, it's like you're keeping the ball rolling. Stay inside. If they batter down the door, at that point, all the bets are off. It is a violent home invasion, and those people are breaking in the door are probably going to end up in body bags, and whoever put them in the body bags, according to strict interpretation of law, is probably going to be found justified.
So they cracked Tucker Carlson's door. Is that, would that be considered a breach? Or do they actually have to cross the threshold?
Really, it's got to be to the point where they're capable of making entry.
Okay. All right. So, So anybody that might have been listening to me in the first hour, disregard everything else.
Could shoot through the door and say, look, Vice President Joe Biden told me to do that. But I got a feeling Joe Biden won't come to court to say that for you.
You don't think he'll show up as an expert witness to help me out if I'm out there?
Can you believe a law school graduate who was once a prosecutor gave that advice in a televised interview?
Is that what Joe Biden is?
At the stranger? Yes, he did. Joe Biden a few years ago.
He also talked about blasting a couple of shots up in the air, too.
Yeah, send about 18 pellets of buckshot, 33 caliber apiece through the neighborhood. Boy, that'll teach folks.
That will. I'm just sitting here thinking what a good idea that is. So anyway.
That's the kind of idea you get from people like Joe Biden who want to take guns away from decent people and take away with it the right to protect themselves and their families.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show tonight. I know you're out there, and I know you're always busy, and it's always good to have you on the show. And if you're going to be at SHOT Show, I would really like to just sidle up to you and shake your hand and everything. So I'll be bugging you between now and the end of January.
Well, I won't be at the SHOT Show, but I will be at the NRA show in Indianapolis in May, and I'll look forward to seeing you and some of your listeners there, perhaps.
Well, I'll be there, so we'll definitely do that. Anyway.
Sounds good, Bill. Best of luck to you and your listeners, and prayers for the lost in 10,000 Oaks.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Brinklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.